Happy Tuesday!
My name's Nick.
And my name is Alan.
And welcome
into the dungeon. True was trying to set it up for Fabian, seeing as he had the sword of dragon slain. But now seeing that Fabian has fallen, concentrates on the dragon, seeing him limply fly just in front of him, focuses on a point right above him. "This is where it ends, little lamb!" And I call down lightning on his head.
The sky above churns with a restless energy. Clouds swirling in reply to Shrew's incantations, almost in a frenzied dance, as if the very heavens themselves answer his calling. In that tempestuous void, a bolt of lightning coil ascends, like a jagged spear of raw power being cast down by the gods of old. As the bolt descends from the heavens, it carries with it a wrathful fury of Shrew the halfling that hails from the mere of dead men. With a deafening roar, it hurtles towards the dragon. Cryovane, sensing the impending doom, raises its weary head, its eyes gleaming with a primal defiance that speaks of centuries of dominance. But in that fleeting moment, just as the lightning bolt's incandescent embrace envelops the ancient fortress, time itself seems to halt, the echoes of the battle fading into an eerie stillness. And then came the cataclysmic clash of the elements, a symphony of thunder and ice, of primal fury and ancient magic, as the lightning bolt collides with Cryovane, its electrifying embrace piercing the creature's skull with a searing intensity. For a heartbeat, Shrew and his shrubberies hold their breath, and then with a deafening roar that reverberates through the very foundations of the fortress, Cryovane is consumed in a blaze of wrath. As it collapses to the floor, the fortress trembles beneath its colossal weight. Having fallen onto the fortress, silence now descends, as Cryovane breathes his last breath.
"Oh, Shrew! Shrew!
We are Shrew's Shrubberies! We are victorious! We are the legends of the Ice Spire Hold! Oh, wait! Fabian is dying! Hold on! Fenna, can you quickly cure him?"
"Oh, Fabian!"
Fenna rushes up to Fabian and pumps him with some healing magic.
"Oh, goddammit! Not once, not twice, but thrice in one damn battle!"
"It's okay, I was here to clean up after all of you."
"Oh, you did it!"
"Yes!"
"Shrew, you did it!"
"He's dead!"
"You did it!"
"Yes, we did it! Fabian, we did it!" I go up to Fabian and grab him.
Fabian's rushing towards you at the same moment, and he's you've gone to embrace him, and he's trying to grab you by your clothes.
I jump as he does, and I kind of give him a leg and arm hug. Like a baby clinging on to his mama.
Like a koala.
Yeah.
"We did it, Fabian! I told you we would go down in history, damn it! And we will!
I can't believe it, we did it! Oh, Shrew!
I fought for
it! Yes. Caspers, come here, join us!
I thought we wouldn't! And to be honest, look at the size of that!
Where's Murkub?
Murkub!
Is he gone?
He's dead, Murkub! Come and rejoice! We have freed the Sword Coast from this dragon's tyranny! We are heroes!"
"I can't believe it, mate! We did it!"
"Good job, all of you! Now, let's start cutting it up! Let's make some sausages! And yes, I need a scale, yes, oh yes."
"What on earth do you mean, Shrew? Make some sausages? Do you think that's wise if we've got time with all those cultists around?"
"We need to get the scales anyway, so we might as well just dig a little deeper and get some meat."
"Oh, you just mean to harvest it, not actually sit here and make sausages?"
"No, of course not. We get some meat and then head on down the mountain."
"How many scales do you need, Shrew?"
"Just the one, as far as I know, but whilst we are at it, we might as well get some more. I mean, they might sell for quite a bit."
"Do you reckon we can get that dragon's head inside the bag of holding? It would be great proof that we've slain the dragon."
"I doubt it very much."
"I'm calling dibs on some of the dragon fangs.
Let's get what we can. Let's not linger too long. And then let's move out.
Has the temperature warmed up a little bit since killing Cryovane?
Ever so slightly. It's still cold because you're in winter, but it's not that unnatural cold that you felt as you came up.
Would you think there's a possibility for me to actually burn the corpse of the dragon?
I mean, if you can find some kindling. You haven't really seen much by way of trees other than by the cultist camp.
Yeah, it would be hard for it to catch fire by itself, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was encrusted in ice, if you remember the description.
I don't trust the cultists. They might bring him back as a dragon lich.
That'll be an interesting twist to the tale. The dragon lich of Icefire Peak.
Yeah, I don't want to play that campaign. Alright, so I'll take out the dagger Vincent gave me and start hacking away at this dragon, try and harvest some scales and some meat as well.
So between you, you managed to get exactly what you're looking for. You managed to get a handful of scales, Fabian gets a couple of dragon fangs, and you get a few pounds of good meat.
I'll stow everything away in the bag of holding, hope it doesn't spoil. I also want to pick up my cape that I think I dropped whilst I was casting the mass healing spell.
Okay.
I want to fasten it, and this time, because if you remember, it was a magical spell. So this time I want to have like a really finely embroidered cape, a red cape, with gold embroidery depicting a great battle of a halfling. Me, obviously.
I figured.
Slaying a dragon.
As you fasten your cloak, it magically transforms into that beautiful, majestic cloak fit for a hero.
Yes, this will do finely.
Quite extravagant, Shrew.
The occasion calls for it, Fenner.
What now then, mate?
Well, give me a second. I go up to Betsy. I'm sorry, dear Betsy. I couldn't save you all those days ago. But your sacrifice was not in vain. I could live to come back and destroy this beast. If it wasn't for you, none of this would have been possible.
I grab the skull and the bones, and I want to try and stuff it in the bag of holding.
You can get most of the smaller bones in without any issues. The larger ones take some maneuvering and wiggle, but eventually you get it all in your bag of holding.
We shall ride again, Betsy. We shall one day ride again.
I turn back to my friends.
Well, I think we've done everything we needed up here. Should we get going?
Sounds like a plan. Good hot bath, and hopefully a feast in Numengard.
Yes, I'm sure our friends there will not let us down. They have never turned their back on us.
We'll probably go down the Icefire Hold, down the secret entrance again, and we can use those toboggans. It would be great. Before we do, though, I want to stop at the door where I placed my immovable rod. I don't want to lose that. It's been with me almost from the beginning. So I want to get the rod back and then head down to the exit.
Okay, you managed to do that. You make your way to the crypt, and there stowed away in the corner is a toboggan you left in case of emergency.
Nice. And I should say, at the top where we killed the dragon, there wasn't really any treasure or any hoard or anything like that, right?
No, nothing of any sort of value there.
Very well. I get on top of the toboggan, open the door from the inside, that we know now its mechanism, so it shouldn't be much of a problem. I get on the toboggan on the front.
Join me, friends! This will be an exhilarating ride down the mountain. Nothing compared from the ordeal we had on the way up.
Alright, so Shrew Shrubberies, prepare to ride down the mountain in this toboggan. I'm going to ask you to give me a dexterity check. You can do this with advantage, and we'll say that that's the overall score of the party as you try to keep this toboggan on course and not go off one of the perilous cliffs.
Watch how we die after killing the dragon by driving this contraption off the mountain. Total of 13.
So with a mighty shove, Shrew Shrubberies launch themselves forward, hurtling down the mountainside with exhilarating speed. The wind whips through your hair as you navigate sharp turns and treacherous slopes. You can hear some of your companions laughing as it echoes across a frozen landscape. As you descend deeper into the heart of the mountain, the heart starts to grow a little warmer and the terrain a little less perilous. Shrew Shrubberies press on with skillful coordination and unwavering determination. They deftly avoid each obstacle in their path, their bond as strong as the steel of their weapons. After what seems like just a moment, you reach the bottom of the slope, and with a triumphant cheer, you and your companions leap from your toboggan, gazing out at the breathtaking vista spread before you. I take it you're heading down towards Numengard at this point?
Yes.
And so in the heart of the treacherous Sword Mountains, amidst the towering peak of Icespire, our fellowship of brave adventurers continue their descent towards Nomengard, the journey marked by valour and camaraderie. Having now vanquished the icy terror that was Cryovane, the addle white dragon, they now make their way down the snow-clad slopes, their spirits buoyed by the warmth of victory and the promise of a hero's welcome. The shrew shrubberies trudge through the thick blankets of snow, their footsteps echoing against the rugged terrain. The party shares tales of their exploits, their voices mingling with the whispering winds that dance through the mountain passes. After a few days, you finally arrive at the base of the mountain, a massive monolith that looms above you, its stony facade adorned with patches of frost. You stood here, outside Nomengard, where the waterfall erosion has carved out a natural concavity, creating a breathtaking spectacle. The familiar roaring waterfall cascades down, creating a cloud of mist that hangs in the air, like ethereal silk. You walk past those islands which are a riot of colour, adorned by those mushrooms that you've learned to like, in wine, in bread, and more recently, as Bryn sausages.
Shrews sausages, correction.
As you stand in this tranquil and mysterious place that you briefly called home, before ascending the Sword Mountains, the world is cast in shades of grey and blue, and the air is filled with a constant rush of water, and the faint echoes of dripping icicles. You take a moment to absorb the wonder of the scene before you, a stark reminder of the beauty and the harshness of nature that as a druid you have fought and almost given your life to protect. With Nomengard beckoning, you continue onwards, the promise of warmth and camaraderie with the gnomes urging you forward in the midst of this winter's tale.
Hold on! Before we go in, Murkub, are you gonna drop your disguise, finally?
You mean right now, maybe before we go in, or you wanna, you know, lay the ground a bit?
What are you more comfortable with?
Aye, let's, once you speak to the kings, you can let them know I'm an orc, and I'll drop the disguise.
Okay, let's see how it goes. If they don't accept you, those in Fundling, if we do go there, we surely won't.
Just as a reminder to our listeners, throughout this whole leg of the adventure, Murkub has been disguised as a fat peasant. As you approach the entrance, you see a small collection of gnomes looking at you curiously.
Ah, it's true from True Shrubberies!
Oh, you've
returned!
Yes, I am back with all my shrubberies intact. We are here.
What about the dragon?
Well...
Any more manning in cupboards?
No. Everything's been dealt with. The dragon is dead. We are triumphant. We have freed the Sword Coast of its wrath.
Oh, they did it! They did it! Quick, call the kings! Call the other gnomes!
As you now reach the entrance, you're met with a cacophony of cheers and applause as gnomish folk are rushing out to greet their saviours.
Oh, yeah, so... No need. Do carry on, but... And no need.
You must go to the kings. You must tell them all this grand news.
Yes, yes. Hold on a second. I take my shield out again and hand it over to Fabian and Murkub. If you don't mind, would you hold on to this?
Ah, oh, well.
Lately.
I guess you earned this.
Oh, yes. I'd say I did get the killing blow. I stand on the shield. Okay. Carry me forth.
And so you're carried into the throne room upon your shield, held up high by both Murkub and Fabian.
Who? Can it be? Shrew of Shrew Shrubberies! You've returned!
Yes, alive
victorious
and well.
Victorious, I hear.
Oh, yes, indeed, victorious. Alive and kicking.
Oh, I can't wait to hear of your tales on how the tiny shrew slew the mighty dragon.
Well, keep the mushroom wine pouring and the food coming, and you'll have all the tales that you want. Fabian, Murkub, if you would please let me down.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
You don't have to go that far, Fabian. You're not selling it.
Why, this calls for a feast!
A feast? A
heroic
dance.
Feast!
Yes, a heroic one. We are all heroes. Every person that helped us is a hero. Today we are all heroes, and we all feast in our names.
The kings beckon some gnomes to take you to one of those rooms that you had stayed in. They draw a bath, bring you some snacks and aperitifs to get you going as they start preparing a feast. After a short while, the gnome comes.
The kings say the feast is ready. Will you join us?
Well, of course. What's a feast without the heroes? Let's go.
So you follow the gnome into the throne room. Here, banners hang on high, emblazoned with symbols of gratitude, while the air is thick with the aroma of a hearty feast prepared in your honour. Tables groan under the weight of sumptuous delicacies, and musicians play lively tunes to lift the spirits of all who are gathered. As the jubilant echoes of celebration resound through the halls of Nomengard, the two kings, clad in robes of regal splendour, ascend to the grand day, their presence commanding the attention of all who are gathered. With solemn dignity and heartfelt gratitude, King Kobolds and King Nurkley step forward, their voices ringing clear above the clamour of the crowd.
Good people of Numengard! Today, we stand here not as rulers, but as brothers, united in purpose and bound by a common cause. For too long, the shadow of fear has loomed over our beloved city, cast by the icy breath of the white dragon who dared to defy our sovereignty.
Their eyes shining with pride and admiration as they address our heroes.
But behold! Behold the champions who have braved the treacherous slopes of the Icefire Peak, who have faced the wrath of the dragon, and have emerged victorious!
I stand up and signal to my party to do the same, with both hands.
They join you.
To these brave souls, we owe a debt of gratitude beyond measure!
With a sweeping gesture, King Nurkley extends his hands towards the heroes, his voice trembling with emotion.
For their courage! For their sacrifice! We stand before you to offer our deepest thanks. It is through their valor and their selflessness that the scourge of the dragon has been vanquished, and our city may once again now know peace.
King Kobolds raises a goblet of mushroom wine and salutes to our heroes.
To the brave souls who have restored hope to our people, the slayer of dragons, the slayer of man-eating carpets, we offer our eternal gratitude. May your names be sung in the annals of Numengard for generations to come. Your deeds inspire courage in the hearts of all who hear them.
As the cheers of the crowd swell to a crescendo to the legacy of Shrew Shrubberies, the heroes of Numengard, who had dared to challenge the dragon's reign, is now being etched into the very fabric of the gnome folk. Shrew Shrubberies now represent a beacon of hope, shining brightly against the darkness of a cruel world.
Those were very kind and moving words, thank you, Your Majesty. But the gratitude lies with us. We, as I alluded to before, are thankful to all of you for not turning your backs on our most dark of times. You believed in us, and most importantly, you helped us. Like Take Factory here.
And I signal towards her, sitting at the table, chewing on some mushrooms.
She's got a mouthful of mushroom bread.
I'm glad the Melissa was of help.
Yes, thanks to her, we were able to keep the dragon on the ground, allowing us to kill it. Fiddlesticks and Dumbledore, your contraptions, aided us at every step of our journey, and we are eternally grateful for them. Especially that mouse you gave me, it was quite wonderful. I need to ask for some more before I leave.
Certainly, you may take as many mice as you want. We must have but half a dozen.
Good, good. Vorpip.
Shrew.
Your books, an eternal font of knowledge, helped us navigate the Icefire Peak. We found secrets and told that allowed us to get the upper hand on the dragon and surprise it. Without you, we wouldn't have been here today.
I'm glad you've been able to have helped. The pen, after all, is mightier than the sword.
Yes, indeed. And last but most certainly not least, Bryn, the Thinkerer.
Oh, Shrew, I'm over here.
Hello, Bryn.
Oh, I've been thinking.
Indeed you have. I can tell. There's a big vein on the side of your forehead there that is about to pop. Anyway, thanks to you, we had sustenance all the way up to the Icefire Peak. The sausages were delicious, and they held for days and days.
I'm glad you've liked them.
Shrew's sausages. Let's start marketing it, and let's start selling them.
I'm sure we'll add it to the kitchen as the Shrew special.
Of course, yes, yes. Great idea.
A good old sausage inside of a nice crusty loaf of mushroom bread with a fried egg on top.
Mmm, sounds delicious. Thought you didn't eat eggs. Mushroom eggs.
Mushroom eggs, yes.
Okay. Looking forward to trying one. But anyway, my sincerest gratitude to all of you. Again, you never turned your backs on us when we needed it the most. Thank you. To your health and to better days ahead.
Hear, hear. To Shrew Shrubberies.
And we clash our cups of wine. Oh, one more thing. I have a big reveal, a big announcement, if you will.
Oh, do tell.
Phandalin, Numengard, Neverwinter. Indeed, the whole of the Sword Coast is in need of a change. It is of no use to be fighting amongst us as humanoids of these realms. There's opportunities to be had. There's wealth to be made. Let's stop squibbling amongst us. Let's start concentrating on the things that make us a family. The things that unite us. This dragon was slain with the help of an orc.
An orc?
Yes, Murgob.
And I open my arm towards him, as saying, drop your disguise.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Murko
looks rather sheepish and nervous as he takes off his cap, and he reveals himself as an orc.
And oh, look! In Normangard! Well, if you're a friend of Shu, then I think it's safe to say that you're a friend of ours.
That's the spirit!
To Murkob the orc!
To Murkob!
We sit down and continue our merriment and have our nice feast.
The night wears on, and the stars dance overhead. The Fellowship of Adventurers find themselves surrounded by friends and allies. Their hearts are light with the knowledge that they have truly made a difference in the world. For in the bonds of fellowship and in the fires of valor, they have found the strength to conquer even the mightiest of foes. As you continue with your merriments, you notice that Fenner is no longer sat at your table.
Murkob!
Yeah, mate.
Where's Fenner? Where's Fenner?
I don't know, I thought she was with you, mate.
No, I saw her talking to you just a second ago.
I was talking with Fabian over here.
Fabian? Where's Fabian? Fabian!
I'm right here, Shrew.
Where? Oh, Fabian, have you seen Fenner?
I think you've had too much of that mushroom wine.
No, just a bit.
Oh, must just be me then.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Fenner, have you seen Fenner?
I assume
she was here a second ago.
Well, I assume she went perhaps to relieve herself or
back to
the room.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm getting a bit too clingy, I think. No, must be fine. We'll wait here.
But now that you mention it, I haven't seen her in a while.
You saw me how I killed that dragon, right? You saw all the raining.
I didn't see shit, mate. It was lying face down on the snow. Well, at least I was stood in front of the dragon and not cowering on the roof.
Ah, yes,
trembling.
For an orc, you're a bit of a coward. You got to admit it.
Wasn't my finest moment, perhaps. He had knocked me down twice, to be fair.
Yeah. Anyway, where's Fenner?
Perhaps we should go look for her.
I think we should. Follow me, guys. This way. Come on. This way.
You're a little low, mate, for me to rest my arm on.
Don't know. Maybe I should get on your back. Hold on. Crouch down a bit. Crouch down.
I don't think I've got the strength for that, mate.
Yeah, so you're a Murkob. You're an orc. You're strong orc. Look at your muscles. Yeah. Crouch down a second.
Give me an athletics check for Murkob with disadvantage.
7 total.
Murkob bends down, beckoning you to climb on his back. And as you start trying to climb, he starts trying to stand up. And before you know it, you're lying on your back with this heavy orc lying on top of you. All the gnomes laughing.
Murkob!
Fabian's buckled over.
Murkob! I can't breathe, Murkob, get off! What are you doing? It's a piggyback! No, have you never done a piggyback in your life?
Let's go, forget it.
Let's go all that way.
And I start wandering off from side to side, banging over things off the table and knocking into chairs, trying to find Fenner.
After a short while, you find Fenner at that spot that she had told Shrew Shrubberies off for sparring amongst themselves. She's looking out of Normangard onto the landscape below. She seems deep in thought.
You want to spar too, is that it? You've come to our old sparring grounds. Put them up.
I start, like, with both hands up, like, slowly jumping towards her. Little jumps.
Like an old-fashioned boxer.
Yeah.
Put them up. Come on.
Oh, Shrew. My dear friends.
Fenner's voice, though soft as always, carries the weight of 1,000 unspoken emotions.
Oh, Shrew. Fabian. Murkob. As the stars bid their silent adieu to the night, I fear that so too must I bid farewell to you.
Fenner. Shh. Don't say anything. I don't want to hear this. No, not now.
I must.
Put them up, Fenner. Put them up, Fenner.
My path diverges from yours here, Normangard.
Her gaze lingers upon each of you in turn.
The time we've spent together, even with your tomfoolery, which I've grown to love, you've become more than companions. You've become family. Through laughter and tears, through peril and triumph, we have forged bonds that shall endure beyond the reaches of time.
Gentle smile graces Fenner's lips as she reaches out to clasp one of Shrew's fists that are held up in that boxing style. The warmth of their friendship a beacon in the gathering shadows of night.
Shrew.
Fenner.
Never will I forget the laughter we've shared, the trials we've faced,
and the victories we've all achieved together. The tapestry of my memories you shall hold a place forever, of honor in my mind.
You see her eyes are shimmering with unshed tears.
True, my dear friend. Before we say goodbye, I ask of you a boon. Please, grant me a stone of sending. That way we will remain tethered by the threads of communication, no matter how great the distance that separates us. And that way, if you ever find yourself in need, you'll know that I'm just a heartbeat away, ready to lend aid as best as I can.
But why? What are you going to do? Where are you going?
I must stay here, Shrew. When we met a few 10 days ago, I was in search of many questions.
You know, we'd probably die from here to Adabros without you. You are the bond of this group. You're what hell holds us together, fella. And I'm gonna really miss you. And you're like a sister to me, fella.
You're like a brother to me, Shrew.
We've been through a lot, and I'll never forget you either. Of course, I have this stone of sending, but I'll be sending a message every time Fabian backs up.
No, it would appear then that we will be speaking quite regularly.
And she breaks a smile and looks towards Fabian, whose eyes also seem to be welling up.
I'm afraid I must stay here, Shrew. For in this perilous journey, amidst the trials and tribulations that have tested our resolve, I still haven't found the answers to the questions that have plagued my past. But as you've already alluded to, I take great comfort in the knowledge that you, Murgub, and Fabian, my dear friends, have already found the greatest answer and treasure of all. Family.
Yeah, you're right. Family. And the bond we have created, that's the biggest treasure. We're not going to be able to pay a Dabra with that, but still. Fabian, Murgub, go get your things, and my things too. We leave now.
You're not going to spend the night?
No, there's no point.
You're going to go drunk down the Sword Mountains. You are going to die from here to the Dabra's windmill after all.
It'll be okay. We've been through worse.
Well, again, I offer you my deepest thanks. Your strength, your courage, your unwavering loyalty to us all has been a beacon of light in the darkest of nights. May the paths you now travel be guided by the wisdom of the stars. May the bonds we have forged endure beyond the sands of time. Farewell, my dear friends. Till we meet again, may the stars guide your way.
Don't be mistaken, Fenna. This is not a goodbye. We will see each other sooner than you think, and we'll be in the road again, adventuring and eating a sausage over a warm fire. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, with that stone of sending. Trust me, with Shrew's big head, we're going to get into trouble.
Now, Fabian. Don't spoil the moment.
We're going to need your help.
Don't spoil the moment, Fabian, please.
I'm trying to lighten the mood.
We're trying to be serious for a second. Jeez.
Fenna draws her companions into a tender embrace, the warmth of their farewell, a balm to soothe the ache of parting. And so she turns to leave, bidding you all farewell, her heart heavy yet hopeful, knowing that though now you may walk separate paths, the bonds that you have forged in the crucible of adventure will forever bind you together, across time, across distance, and until the end of days.
Well, that hurts. That hurts big time. More than anything the dragon ever did.
It's going to be strange to travel without Fenna.
Indeed. We'll surely miss her. Why don't you go collect the things, Fabian, Murgub? I need some time alone. I'll wait for you out here.
We're heading to Adabra's then?
Yes.
And then?
To Phandalin.
What are your plans beyond Shrew?
Well, I need to take the scale back to Cinemas. So I'll probably be stopping by Lylon at some point.
You fancy a traveling companion? Wouldn't mind paying my old hunting grounds a visit.
Of course. I expected you to stick around. I wouldn't be able to do this alone.
I've never been to the Mere of Deadmen. Perhaps I can join you there too.
Yes, of course. I'll show you around. What say you, Murgub?
Well, mate, I think I might stay put in Phandalin. Try and, well, I'm hoping, get the same sort of reaction we got here. If not, I'll try and round up some orcs. There must be more of us lying around the wilderness. Tell them that there's a new chief. Chief Murgub. Perhaps we can reclaim Ice by Hold. Set it up nice and dandy and who knows? Perhaps even get one of those, what do you call them again? Trade routes. Big fancy words.
Yes, yes, don't hurt your brain. Well, then that sounds good. And the hold, you don't have to reclaim it. There's no one there anymore. The dragon is dead. It's all yours. The true owners. I'll spread word. The orcs helped save the Sword Coast. Everywhere I go. And I'll speak highly of you, Murgub. The new chief. You are to be trusted. You're loyal. You're strong, you're fierce, and you're noble. You will be travelling to Phandalin with us, though, right?
Yeah, mate, I'll go down to Phandalin. Clear the name of the orcs a bit.
Yes, yes. Let's see how that goes. Anyway, get your stuff, and when we are ready, we'll leave.
We're not saying goodbye to Nurklion Kobolds. We're just leaving
all of the sausages and bread. probably the wine as well. We're just slipping out into the night.
I'm sure Fenna will say their goodbyes in our behalf. They'll understand.
So Favian Murgub, go off to get your belongings.
Before they head back into Normangard. One thing!
What, mate?
Get me some mice.
Oh, the clockwork mice.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I sit and just take in the view Fenna was taken moments ago and just think for a while about the first time I met Fenna on the road up to Adabras and all the great stories we've shared.
Hi.
Hi there.
As you get there, this little gnome sort of turns around and sees you. And she's a female gnome with shoulder-length brown hair. She's wearing her leathers and her furs to keep her warm from the cold. You see that she's carrying a sort of like a crooked staff with her.
It's not often that I see folk of the same stature as me.
She's quite a bit smaller than you, but yeah.
I didn't want to be rude, but I don't normally find folk that are shorter than me. You know, makes me feel tall for once. But anyway, are you headed over to Normangard? Normangard.
Normangard?
Yes.
Well, yes, I am, but I'm sort of making a pit stop to get some potions. Oh. I was hoping to sort of bump into somebody along the way. You know, with my stature, I can hold my own, but I wouldn't want to be caught by the dragon or by orcs or by any sort of monsters.
If we are caught by the dragon... Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Fenna. Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Shrew. Nice to meet you. Fenna. If...
Fenna.
Fenna? Fenna.
Fenna.
F-E-N-N-A.
In common, yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter how big you are. If you're caught by the dragon, you're most definitely screwed. We should stick together, Fenna.
I think so.
I think so, too. That's why I said it.
Perhaps we can go and get some potions. And
yes, I know where to get them.
It's almost like fate has played a part in our journey. Yes,
it seems so.
So you guys sort of plod down the paths, sharing stories and getting to know each other a little bit better.
Well, sure, we've got those mice on our bags.
Oh, yes, then...
You sure we're fit to travel?
Yes, I think...
I also grab this, and he pulls from under his cloak a couple of bottles of mushroom wine.
Ooh, nice. Yes, we'll have it on our way. We'll have a few swigs. But yes, my mind has cleared up quite a bit after all of that. I think I'm fine to carry on. Let's push through.
And so 3/4 of Shrew's shrubberies head out into the night, travelling the well-known path now to Adabra's windmill. As you approach the stone windmill perched on the slope of Umbridge Hill, your eyes are drawn to its weathered, yet enduring testament to the passage of time, as a lone sentinel on the hillside. The fence, though slightly rusted, still bears the mark of intricate scrollwork, testament to the artistry of its creators. It encircles the windmill like a silent guardian, separating the old structure from the terrain and the tombs that stretch beyond. The windmill's large wooden blades painted a muted grey creak and groan as they turn in the breeze, creating a soothing and welcoming rhythm that seems to resonate with every footstep. As you get closer, you can see the windows, though somewhat clouded with age, allow glimpses of the rolling landscape beyond, painting almost a picturesque scene of pastoral beauty.
Oh, can't believe we walked all through the night.
Oh, my head's starting to pound.
Yes. Well, we'll have to rest here, I imagine. I'm sure Adabra is used to it already. Adabra! Adabra, we are here!
That can't be who I think it is.
Oh, yes.
True.
True, indeed. I'm Murgub and Fabian, of course, but...
What are you talking about, Murgub? Why have you got an orc with you?
That there is Murgub. Last time we came, he was in disguise. He was the fat pauper. This is his true self. He's been helping us since almost the beginning.
So what are you doing down here from the top of the mountain? Did you go up to slay dragon?
No, no. We were afraid. We were terrified. We turned around with our tails between our legs, and we fled. The gnomes... threw us out of Normangard for being cowards. We have no money. Of course we killed the dragon. What do you take us for? We're here to make good our little deal.
You actually did it. You killed that dragon.
Yes, yes. Piece of cake.
I'm not sure if I believe you. You sound drunk, Shrew.
Are you going to let me in? I'm all...
Of course. Please come in.
Thank you.
But you stink of wine.
Oh, well, we were having some merriment up in Normangard, but I'm all better now. I've walked it off. We've been walking all night. We're exhausted, actually.
Well, do come in. Can put something in the stove if you'd like something to eat.
Well, do you know how to make sausages?
Of course I know how to make sausages.
Have you ever worked with...
Have you seen this belly? This dwarven belly?
Yes. Oh, very rotund. I like it. Would probably do a good pillow.
A couple of bottles of wine. Who knows? Dragon Slayer?
Well, we have a few in the... What? Never mind. Do you know how to cook dragon meat?
Can't say I've ever cooked dragon meat.
Well, there's a first time for everything. Actually...
Is that even safe to eat?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm not really hungry. I'd rather just sleep a bit, and maybe we can talk about this in the evening. About, you know, the axe we buried and our payment towards you.
Oh, yeah? Axe is still buried if you want it. I trust you've made good on your end of the bargain.
Well, we'll speak about it when I wake up. I can barely stand.
So much for walking it off.
Well, you're not doing much better, are you, Fabian? You can barely stand up.
Oh, I can't wait to lie down. Shame we haven't got Caspus to cuddle into.
Oh, Caspus! We forgot to bid a farewell to him.
I'm sure Fenner will say goodbye to her, I need some sleep, mate.
Too much of that wine.
Well, make yourselves comfortable then.
As soon as I get in and lie on the floor, I'm fast asleep.
And so the next morning comes, and you awaken to the smell of crispy bacon, sausages, fried eggs, and fresh bread.
Yes, I smell real sausage, not that shrew's imitation sausage. I walk up to the kitchen or wherever I smell it from.
Well, this is a hangover cue if I've ever seen one. Hope you're hungry, boys.
Hungry? I'm starving. I sit down and I start digging in. Anyway, as I was saying yesterday... Sorry, let me swallow this. Yes, as we were saying yesterday, we wanted to make the deal good. We said we'd bring back the hoard of the dragon. There's a slight problem. The dragon didn't really have any hoard. Do you remember how much we owed you?
It was around 700 gold, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes. Okay. No wonder I couldn't pay you. Anyway, I have 378 gold. You can have it. Well, maybe take 368 gold for now. Give 10. I'm gonna need it.
Can we not give her back those potions we didn't use?
1 second, Fabian. I'm haggling here, can't you see? I'm the merchant, true. I also have this, look. And I bring out 6 coral chair pieces. Look at the intricate design on these. They go for quite a bit, you know. Coral design. From the finest of smiths. Elven smiths. Sea elven smiths, that is, yes. Quite the rare item I hold before you. Probably each one of these chair pieces goes for 100 gold each. Yes, yes.
Let me have a look at those. They look quite nice.
Certainly, here you go.
These are only worth about 25 gold pieces each.
What? 25 gold pieces? I've been had.
Okay. I'll tell you what, though, because you haven't given me any proof that you've killed the dragon.
Now, do you see a dragon flying overhead?
Well, it's not like it was seen every day.
Have you noticed that it's quite warmer now?
Well, it's still bloody cold.
Okay, I didn't expect you to take my word for it. That's why I bought you one of these. And I produce a white scale from the dragon. Look at it. Shimmer. Like a snowflake.
Can't believe you actually did it.
Of course.
I'll tell you what then, I'll take the coral. On 50 gold, and you can keep the rest. You've done us a great service by killing that dragon.
Oh, that we have. That is most generous of you. And Abra, thank you very much. Again, I'd really like to show my appreciation and my gratitude towards you. Even though your prices are... relatively high, yeah. You did always give us the Adabra discount. Yes, you've always helped us, and without you, we wouldn't have been able to kill the dragon, so we thank you. Anyway, if you don't mind, I'm going to dig up your garden and look for the axe we buried. Hopefully, it's still there. I don't want it falling in the wrong hands. Morgob, grab a shovel.
All right, mate, I remember what it was. Can't wait to get my hands on that axe again.
No, Morgob, you... are gravely mistaken if you think I'm going to let you hold that axe.
Well, what are you going to do with the axe then?
Well,
it's a fine axe for the chief of Icebyhold.
No. You want to bring ruin to the Sword Coast again. I'll hold on to it until we figure out what to do with it. And by hold, I mean put it on my back.
So we go to the small garden and start digging up the axe. Do we find it?
Yes, you do.
Very well. Then, yeah, I'm going to put it on my back and we're going to head off.
Well, thank you very much again for your hospitality, Adabra. We shall be on our way.
You might have noticed that Fenna is no longer with us. She stayed in Nomengard, and if she ever comes looking for help, I trust that you will take care of her.
Of course. Any friends of Shrew are friends of Hodabra.
And any friends of Hodabra are friends of Shrews. Oh, except Harbing. Anyway, so long.
Well, Harbin's not been seen around these parts for... actually, probably since the Orc Raid.
It does not surprise me. One bit. And with that, I get my stuff and prepare to leave.
All right, so you're heading off to Phandalin then?
Yes, but before I go there, as we are walking towards Phandalin, I want to keep an eye out in case I see any signs of Surtas hanging around still, killing the prey of the wolves and the wildlife here. I want to let him know that the dragon has been dealt with.
As you're walking down towards Phandalin, in the distance you do see a silhouette flying in the sky.
I imagine it's the dragon coming back for vengeance. Is it Surtas?
It's not as big as a dragon. It does look similar to what you've seen Surtas flying down at you that time you were in the forest, beating the tree with your stick.
Surtas! Come down here!
You see the silhouette turn and start moving towards you. The sky seems to darken with the ominous shadow of impending doom as a creature of nightmare descends from the heavens to greet Shrew with a ferocity that would send shivers down the spine of even the bravest souls. Zurtas the Manticore, its monstrous form silhouetted against the blood-red hues of the sun, exudes an aura of malevolent power that seems to suffocate the air around it. He lands before Shrew with a thundering crash, his wings beating a tempestuous rhythm that seems to stir the very earth beneath your feet.
Spare all that crap, Zurtas! You don't scare me, not anymore.
You seem rather bolder than last time we met, Shrew.
Yes, I've killed a dragon, Surtas. With my bare hands, imagine what I can do to you.
You killed the dragon?
Yes. You're free. You can go back to your stomping grounds and leave these poor animals to theirs.
You do realize that I will hunt animals up there?
Yes, but you won't be meddling with the ones here. Go back to your place, wherever you came from.
What proof do you have that you've killed this foul beast?
Here we go again. Hold on.
I search through my bag of holding.
Here, a shiny scale of one white dragon.
And one fang, as Fabian presents it.
There, proof enough.
Well, I never. The halfling will struggle to bring me a deer.
Yes, I remember those days fondly, but I'm no longer that halfling, Surtas. I'll have you know, I've grown. Look at my hair.
You seem to have been working out at all.
Yes, look at me, look at my muscles. I'm not the little druid fledgling that you knew back then. Oh no, I'm the hero now.
Just keep it out of ice by all, mate. That's mine.
Yes, you've heard the chief here.
What chief?
Chief Murkub, chieftain of the orcs. Best remember his name.
I guess I'll be seeing you in the mountains and Murkub, till we meet again, Shrew.
Yes, have a safe trip up the mountain.
And with that, Zurtas takes to the air and flies off.
You gained respect from foes I fought unattainable not too long ago. I like it. Let's go back to Phandalin. Let's see what we find there.
Well, so you continue your journey towards Phandalin. After a short while, you approach the outskirts of the village. You behold a scene of the folk of Phandalin working tirelessly to rebuild their beloved community from the ashes of the Orc Raid. The air is filled with the sounds of hammering and sawing, the rhythmic symphony of renewal echoing through the streets as villagers labour with unwavering determination as they seek to restore sense of normality. The spirit of resilience is palpable, beacon of hope shining brightly against the darkness of the despair that both the dragon and the Orc Raid have brought upon it. As you start making your way for the village, you meet with curious glances, the wary gaze of villagers, particularly as they see you accompanied by an orc. The children that were playing in the street, their laughter mingling with the swords of birds, suddenly silence, and they start rushing towards their homes. What are we off to then, Shrew?
Let's go pay Toblum a visit. I'm feeling peckish.
Just been a couple of hours since we...
Well, I didn't have my second breakfast.
So you make your way to the Stonehill Inn. You notice that as you all walk in, everybody seems to pause what they're doing, and silence descends upon the tavern.
I want to walk in, but as I walk in, I want to slam the door open. I want to make sure that everyone looks...
Everybody's looking.
Yeah, almost kick the door in. You know, like, just for... I'm not breaking the door, but I'm kicking it open, if you know what I mean.
It's him. He's the one that was responsible for... And he's with an orc! He's with an orc!
Toblum!
Look at him!
Is Toblum there?
Yes, Toblum's there.
I completely ignore the patrons of this bar talking
look
nonsense.
At him. He's come back and he's come with an orc!
Toblum!
And you hear this sort of rabble
A sight for sore eyes, indeed. And a sight for an empty stomach.
I make my way towards the bar, ignoring those chingwaggers around me.
True.
Yes.
Delighted to see you again, but you are aware that your friend's kin wrecked this town.
Now. My friend here saved us all from true damnation. He killed the dragon. He stood beside me. And like all of you cowards here,
as I look around to all the townsfolk, or the patrons of this bar at least,
he served Vandaling. He served the Sword Coast. He put his life on the line for all of you here. And you repay him and me by squabbling and talking behind our backs.
The orcs will come in here looking for you. And you see you with an orc. And he's talking rubbish. Look at him. That tiny halfling saying that he's killed a dragon.
Toblum.
He's probably the orc's prisoner.
I have some meats that I would like you to prepare in your usual way. With that butter skull ranch butter, if you don't mind. I want sausages. For breakfast, dragon sausages.
What do you mean, dragon sausages?
And I pull out a slab of dragon breast. I don't know, whatever part of the dragon we butchered. And I slam it on the bar table.
Have at it. And let me know when you're done.
You actually did that. You killed a dragon.
You think I'm all talk? Like your old mayor?
Harbin, he's not been seen around these spots for a while.
I don't doubt it, Toblum. I don't doubt it. Actually, I warned you all about him.
Thalida's not here either.
Who?
The elf god.
Oh, yes.
There was news that he never made it to Neverwinter. Harbin.
Yes, another lapdog of Neverwinter.
No, I mean, Harbin never made it to Neverwinter.
Oh.
There was some sort of rumors going around that he'd been captured on the road.
Really?
His chest was even brought back to
Fandolin. Nonsense. That's a lie. That's all conspiracies. I found that chest. Bandits had it. I retrieved it. Harbin made it all the way to Neverwinter safely and has abandoned you all here.
No, we know for a fact he's not arrived at Neverwinter.
How do you know that?
His brother sent word.
You're going to trust his brother? Oh, this gets better by the minute. Do you hear that, Fabian? He's going to trust his brother. Another fool. And another
Wester.
Charlatan. You said it best, Fabian. Another Wester.
No, apparently a ransom note came.
Please, prepare me my meats. I have no time for this nonsense.
I don't even know if that's edible.
We'll find out dragon soon meat. Enough. And I go to a table and sit down with my feet on it.
Well, sure, I think this is the best we can do. Never really worked with dragon meat before.
How was it?
Tastes a bit bitter, if you ask me. The meat's not particularly tender.
Well, never the mind. Let me have it.
I stick a fork on it. It slightly bends, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's tough as shoes. And I start biting into it. Making the best out of it. You know.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm chewing a belt too.
Well, it's good. It's good. What are you talking about? Look. Dragon meat. I'm eating dragon meat. It's lovely. You'll never have a taste of this. Because you're too coward to kill a dragon. Swallow it, Fabian. Don't make it look like it's horrible. Oh, gosh.
Roll me a constitution save for Shrew and for Fabian.
18 for Shrew. 18 for Fabian.
You manage to force it down and wash it with a good old swig of Toblum's ale.
Delicious. I'll store these for later. I don't want to waste such a nice meal right now. For lunch, we'll have it again.
And I put it in the bag of holding. Never to take it out again.
Anyway, here's to gold for the trouble, Toblum. I hope that covers the bill.
Oh, more than covers it.
Well, we'll see you another day.
We leave the bar. We make our way to William's stable.
You find him there lying down, chewing on some straw.
I can't speak with animals.
William!
Friend!
Yes, it's me, Shrew. So great to see you again. How have you been keeping?
Oh, happy.
That's good. I see your trough is full, and your water, too. Very good. I killed the dragon, so you don't have to threat anymore from any attacks from the sky. You should be safe.
Oh, happy.
Anyway, are you enjoying this boring old life of pulling carts and stuff around? Or do you want more adventure with your good old friend Shrew and his shrubberies?
What a comfort.
And he nuzzles his head against your hand.
Well, indeed you do. Indeed you do. Well, live a good and long life, William. Perhaps if fate has it, we'll see each other again. Farewell.
Goodbye, friend.
I scratch him behind the ear and turn around and leave towards Halya's mining shop thing.
As you go inside, you notice a hustle and bustle with different miners applying for permits and getting their tools. You don't see Halya there, but your eye is drawn to your good old friends, Dazzling and Norbus.
Hey, Norbus, Dazzling!
Please tell me you made it!
Yes, yes!
And they rush up and grab hold of you and lift you up.
Hey, I'm glad you made it all the way down by yourselves.
I thought we did. I had a couple of mishaps, you know, Norbus and his clumsy old self.
Well, yes.
I sure, you know.
It happens to the best of us. You can ask Fabian.
So did you do it? Did you actually kill the dragon?
Yes, we have slain that dragon. It is no more. Here, have one of these.
And I give them a scale.
I look at the beauty of this. Mm. Are you sure, Shrew?
Of course.
It's not every day you come across a dragon scale.
No, you are as much part of this as we were. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to do it. You've served us well all this time.
What now then, Shrew? You're staying in Phandalin?
No. I'm probably going back to Lylon with Fabian. Morukub here is probably going to go back to the Spire. He'll become a chief one day. But anyway, did you find Halya? Did you return her men's stuff to her?
Aye, quite a few developments. Halya's actually a town master now.
Really?
Aye, that fool Harbin apparently got himself into quite a bit of a pickle.
Mm.
Never made it to Neverwinter.
That's what I've been hearing, but I doubt it very much. I think it's all staged, Dazzling.
What do you mean, staged?
He didn't know how to run away or hide, so he's faked his disappearance. I wouldn't put it past him. Not one second.
I know the news is that he was taken, possibly by goblins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they found these carts just outside of Neverwinter Woods. His brother said he never made it to Neverwinter.
I wouldn't trust his brother much. Anyway, what are you going to be doing?
I know where they've opened up the Mountain Toast Mine again.
Really?
So, hopefully there's a pretty penny to be made there.
Tell you what, are you in charge of the Mountain Toast Mine?
No.
Who owns it?
Well, Halya, of course.
Well...
Oh, at least she, you know, she manages it for whoever's the owner.
Is she in her office now, in Harbin's old office?
I wouldn't know. She spends her time between there and the Mountain Toast Mine.
Really? Well, hopefully I can run into her. Let's see. Anyway, I won't be seeing you for a while. Hope you stay safe. Stay out of trouble.
Well, I will. You know, poor old Norbus here usually gets both of us into trouble.
And he brushes the hair away from Norbus's cheeks.
We never need help of any kind. Be sure to call for me.
Either we will. If you ever need an archaeologist or, you know, some keepers of lore, we'd be more than happy to help you. I'm sure there's much adventure left in you, Shrew.
Yes, indeed. I would have it no other way. You'll be the first ones I think of when I come across any artifacts.
Aye, it's made our day seeing you, Shrew.
Same here.
So glad to see you alive.
It wasn't a very warm welcome, I'll tell you that much. But I'm glad that at least I have friends here.
Well, we got quite a good welcome at Nomengard, at least.
Oh, yes. Well, that's different. They always loved us and trusted us. Unlike this dump of a place. Anyway, not to sour the mood, but I need to keep going. Need to say my farewells to the people I care for and leave back to Lylon before the day is over. Well, see you around.
Keep safe, Thru. I really hope we bump into each other again.
I'm sure we will.
We give them both a big hug and leave to go to the town master's hall.
As you approach the town master's hall, you notice that the door's closed. Passerby looks at you.
You're looking for Halya. Think she's up at the Mountain Toast Mine.
Damn it. Well, I'm sure she's not hiding like Harbin used to do.
Oh no, she's no Harbin Wester. She's got a real grip on the town, real leadership.
That's good. Well, thank you for the information.
I turn around and head towards the shrine where Sister Garel should be.
Okay, it's just a couple of minutes walk from where you are.
Are you walking? Is there anyone inside?
Yes, you see Sister Garel. Her back turned to the door.
It is I! And I flex my muscles, my newfound muscles. Shrew! From Shrew's Shrubberies! Hello, fine damsel!
Shrew?
Yes, it is me!
Shrew!
I'm here, I'm alive!
With a burst of elation, she rushes up to you. Her long hair billowing behind her like a cascade of silk.
Shrew!
She exclaims, her voice ringing with excitement, as she envelops you in a warm embrace, her arms wrapping around you tightly.
Oh, I have missed you, Shrew.
Oh, me too.
Unable to contain her flowing emotions, she leans in, lips finding yours,
whoa,
a passionate kiss.
Whoa. I'm not ready for this. Wait. What's going on?
I've missed you, Shul.
Yes, me too, but let's go slow. I've just killed a dragon.
Man of many talents.
With a radiant smile, she brushes a stray strand of your moustache, tidying it up a bit.
I'm bright red, brighter than my moustache. I've just come to say farewell and to apologise, really. Yes.
You feel a slap across your face.
Yeah, probably he deserved that.
You left without saying goodbye, Shul?
Right, yes. I did.
And now you come and you leave again?
Well, you can come with us if you want. You're most welcome, of course. My head was preoccupied. I had to leave quickly and I forgot. I hope Bernie's okay. He hasn't given you too much trouble.
Yes, Bernie's back up at the mountain tools mine.
Oh, so he made it. Good. Anyway, I'm sorry to come and go, but the life of an adventurer, of course, you know how it is. Yes. Anyway, farewell.
Do come back to you. I'll never forget you.
And she leans in for another kiss.
I fumble and don't know what to do and just, like, take it and take the kiss. But don't really perform, you know. My lips are just, like, open slightly like that and, yeah.
You catch a glimpse from your peripheral vision of Fabian holding his laughter and nudging Murkub as they enjoy the spectacle.
Yes, I'll never forget you either. No, of course not. This time, I'm glad I was able to say goodbye. Farewell, Garel.
Farewell, Shu.
You sure you don't want to come with me?
I'll be waiting here for you.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. Anyway, Fabian, Murkub. Start flexing again as I leave. Let's go.
Oh, Shu, mate. Where are you off to now, then? You off to Leilon?
Yes, I'm off to Leilon. You sure you don't want to come? They won't know you there, they?
No,
they have no reason.
I want to reclaim our homeland.
Fair enough. We could do with good allies up there.
I will set up one of those trade route things that you were on about.
Yes. Send people to Leilon. We can set up a trade route there. I'll talk to the person in charge there, I'm sure.
Aren't you kicked out of Leilon?
Well, we'll have to work through that first, won't we, Fabian?
Hopefully you won't enter the same way you left. Naked and wet.
Yes. I imagine that would be frowned upon. Anyway.
Be quite the homecoming, though.
Yes, indeed. When I first left Leilon, naked and wet and afraid, I could barely kill a rat. We just slain a dragon. I'm sure they will welcome me back in.
We believe our friends that we met on the road probably got some problems that we can help with. Rumors of undead. I seem to remember that dwarf saying.
Yep. There are quite a bit of undead in the Mere of Deadmen, so I'm wondering what's going on. Anyway, Murkub, it has been an absolute pleasure and an honour to fight, die in, laugh and live by your side.
Ah, pleasure's been mine, mate. Thanks for saving my neck a few times as well.
Same here.
Do make sure you come and pay Chief Murkub a visit next time you're around the area.
I would very much love to.
I'd love to host a feast in your name if you ever come up.
Maybe you can get the dragon skull and have it mounted above your throne.
I like the sound of that, mate.
Interesting.
Murkub the Dragon Slayer.
That's right.
Yeah, that will get me some credit with the other orcs.
Indeed it will. Another thing, if you do come across Halia, suggest that they rename the mines to Dungeon's Mines. I think it would be a nice gesture.
Perhaps we can put his skull above as well. That would be quite nice.
No, that wouldn't work. Not with humans, no. That would send the wrong message entirely.
I've still got to learn the ways of the human, mate. I guess it's a goodbye then, mate. Yes. I'm not going to get all teary like Fenner.
I hope you don't get like Sister Garel either.
Buck her up, little boy.
Oh, get away.
He tries to pick you up and plant a kiss on your forehead.
I let him.
He ruffles your hair that's starting to come in.
Don't know what we've done without you, mate. We've probably been food to those weird creatures. What were they? Ankegs? Ankugs? Ankogs?
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
The bugs. Yes.
Thank you again. Wouldn't have been able to do this without you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you for believing in us and trying so hard to get your king to join us and help us in this fight against the dragon.
It's been a pleasure, Mulkub. I guess not all orcs are the same. I'm proud to call you my brother.
Wow, you see, if you can change Fabian's mind, I'm sure you can change anyone's. You will do good as a chieftain, Mulkub.
And with that, I'll head towards Fandling's exit and leave towards Lylon with Fabian.
At this point, it's soon going to be sunset, and the sky is being painted with hues of pink and gold. Ashru and Fabian gaze out over the landscape with a mixture of hope and triumph. The monsters that had plagued the land are no more, the threat quelled by the bravery and determination of Ashru and his companions. The region lays peaceful once more, its inhabitants free to live their lives without fear of tyranny or oppression from either the orcs or the white dragon. Fabian and Ashru have faced countless perils together, from the relentless onslaught of the Anchorites to the chilling presence of the adult white dragon. They'd braved the depths of Neverwinter Woods, infested with goblins, hags, nymphs and giant spiders, and together with their companions, had stood firm against the fury of the Thunderball. Through it all, they had triumphed in the face of danger, their camaraderie a beacon of light, and so Shru and Fabian start to make their way towards Lylon and the Mere of Dead Men beyond. Though the road ahead may be uncertain, Shru walks with his head held high, knowing that whatever trials may come, he would face them with the same courage and determination that had guided him through his greatest adventure yet. For it is not just in the battles won and the monsters vanquished that defined his journey. It was the moments of joy shared around campfires, the songs sung beneath the starlit sky, and the bonds of friendship forged in the heart of adversity. Ashru had set out on his quest to restore the natural order to the region, but in doing so, he'd also uncovered the true meaning of courage and kinship. And so Ashru and Fabian start walking off into the sunset. They can hear the wheels of this wagon, and breaking through the otherwise silent journey.
Who are? Is that Ashru?
And that's where we're going to call it a season.
Ooh, ho, 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 ho. Call back to episode one.
Yeah.
Vincent, nice.
We did it. 84 episodes later.
The end of an era.
For sure. The end of our maiden campaign as Into the Dungeon. The Dragon of Icefire Peak has been vanquished, and Ashru has achieved what he set out to accomplish.
It's surreal.
It's been an emotional rollercoaster.
Yeah.
Particularly today's episode for both of us, I think.
Maybe someday, we'll play him again for the listeners, and if not, maybe for us.
Well, as those of you who are on our Buy Me a Coffee page may have heard before, we will be moving on to a different system for now. We've got a new campaign lined up based on Joe Dever's The Lone Wolf series, where we'll be adapting that slightly so there's two players. But those of you who have enjoyed the tale of Ashru Shrubberies, which I'll take this moment to remind you was a name in passing when the gnomes asked you for the name of your traveling band of adventurers, and that sort of just stuck throughout the campaign.
Yeah, I was meant to change it at some point. I never did.
But we do have 3 further adventures should we ever decide to continue the story of Ashru and his shrubberies. We have the Stormlord's Wrath, the Sleeping Dragon's Wake, and Divine Contention, which are official adventures available on D&D Beyond, and which continue the story beyond the Dragon of Icefire Peak.
Definitely would be interesting to visit those sometime in the future. But as Nick said, for now, we're changing systems, changing it up, mix it up. We will have 2 episodes coming up.
2 more episodes related to Dragon of Icefire Peak, as Al said. A reflection episode where we'll go over the story itself, our different highlights, our fondest memories, our views on the adventures that we've told. And we also have a review episode as well, where we'll talk about, you know, the things that we liked about the campaign and the things that I had to change as the DM. So to give you a bit of advice if you want to get into the Dragon of Icefire Peak, how to make it feel a bit better and flow.
So hope you stick around for those before we head on to our next adventure. We don't stop here. We have an episode every week. That's our aim. We have been since we launched, releasing weekly, and we don't plan to change. So even though the campaign finishes, we've already been preparing for the new one. So don't worry, there won't be an interruption to your normal programming. For those of you who are members in our Buy Me a Coffee, head on over there tomorrow if you're listening to this live, where we will be releasing the Into the Studio episode of the whole fight against Cryovane, the White Dragon. If you are not a member, but you wish to become one, go to i2td.com and you'll find all our links there. Twitter, our Discord, our YouTube, and our Buy Me a Coffee, where you can go there, become a member to one of our levels, and you can enjoy the Into the Studio episode, where, as I said before, we'll go over the whole fight. Also there, you'll find our shop, where, as you may know, you can buy us certain items or potions that help us as a podcast in ways of donations, but also help us in-game, and also allows you to become part of the stories we tell.
That's correct, and if you can't donate or don't wish to donate or sign up for one of those membership tiers, but you still want to help the podcast out, you can certainly do so by liking, subscribing, commenting, sharing with your friends, families, and loved ones. Doesn't even have to be online, just get the good old name of Into the Dungeon out there and share the podcast with those closest to you. We'd really appreciate it, and it would really help us to continue growing.
That's right, that is right. And I think this episode, there's been a lot of gratitude being shown and a lot of hugs and kisses and whatnot. So I think it's only fair to show our gratitude towards all of you out there that have been listening to us throughout this whole journey of our first maiden campaign, the whole 84 episodes. We thank you very much for being there, for listening to us, and following along. We truly appreciate you, and it's no lie when we say you keep us going, and the support you've shown us keeps us motivated to bring in these episodes out. So thank you very much. And Shrew would like to say, see you next time. Thank you all for being there. You are the true heroes of Fandling. You are the true Guido Mas Brothers. Thank you. Until next time.
And that brings us on to the end of the episode, Club.
The last one standing.
And this one is a special one indeed, because you are the last one standing of this campaign. There's no need for me to tell you what to do now after 84 episodes. Today's password is so long.
So lonely.
No, not so lonely. Don't confuse our good listeners. Sorry. So long. Can use that in a few ways. It's not because the campaign has gone on for so long.
Although it has.
And not because Fabian took that potion of enlargement.
Although he did.
But so long, and see you soon. And we hope you join us next time as we delve
into the dungeon.
This is episode 84, the finale of The Dragon of Icespy Peak.
And destroy this bitch.
The wind whips through your hair as you navigate. Conya.
When we needed it the most. Thank you. To your health and to your freedom. But I'll be sending a message every time Fabian backs up.
I hope this has a silent button then. And so she turns to leave, bidding you all farewell, her heart heavy yet hopeful, knowing that though now you may walk separate paths, the bonds that you have forged in the crucible of adventure will forever bind you together, across time, across distance, and until the end of days.
Good, I didn't really like that bitch anyway. Jesus, fucking nagging me all the time.
Don't hit Fabian. Don't climb here. Don't put your hand in a dead horse. Don't get the sword from
Let me live, woman.
So I'm alright, I think. Conya, hello. So what are you doing back down? So what are you doing back down here? Down,
diggy, diggy. Ooh, new gained respect from foes I thought unattainable not too long ago. I like it. Let's go to Fandling. Let's wave our dicks around there.